Hi, I'm Gary Goldman. I'm the host of the Five Star Food Show. We're here at Three Square Restaurant in Needham, Massachusetts. And our guest today is Teresa Maynard from Sweet Tea's Bakery. Welcome, Teresa.
Hi.
Well, why don't you tell us a little about yourself? You've gone quite a journey. You were working in corporate America before.
Yes.
And what were you doing before, and how did you get into the bakery business?
So last January, I left a job at Harvard University to follow my passion for baking. So I used to work in development there, and it was a great position, but I really had a passion for baking. I have a food allergy, so I'm allergic to nuts.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was pregnant with my third child, I was on the pursuit for a good cupcake. And I went to several different bakeries.
Yeah, cupcakes were like huge over like the last 4 or 5 years, and
yes,
finding a quality cupcake was difficult. So what was your conclusion at the end of this?
It wasn't even just finding a quality cupcake. Well, that was a problem also, but then also finding one I could eat, because a lot of places bake with nuts or have things that are mm-hmm. next to nuts, so I really couldn't eat
right.
anything. So I started making my own cupcakes. And
and how did the whole journey begin? You're leaving your development job. How did you like start a business like this? That you were testing out the right formula to get the right cupcake. How did you move from that into a kind of business plan?
So it all started with carrot cake, really.
Okay, that sounds good to me.
So carrot cake, it's not a cake that has butter in it; it has oil in it.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem I had was every time I'd make carrot cake, it'd be greasy. So I started experimenting with different kinds of oils, olive oil, which kind of has an aftertaste, coconut oil, which just made it taste like coconut. And then I discovered avocado oil.
Ah.
And so I started baking with avocado oil, which makes things nice and light and moist.
I think Tom Brady likes that too. He likes avocado ice cream. So
oh my goodness.
He could be a customer of yours.
Well, the trick with avocado oil is it takes on the flavor of anything that you pair it with.
Mm-hmm.
So the carrot cake came out amazing. And then I was like, what if I cut the butter in my cakes and started doing that? And so I started making these cakes, and I would bring cakes to work. I'd bring cakes to my friends. They were all loving it.
And they all raved about it.
And they were like, you should really start a business.
Right.
And then...
But you were thinking about it, and when did the light kind of go off in your mind and say, this is what I want to do?
Well, that December I was really like, wasn't sure what I wanted to do. Actually, in 2015, I'd gotten really sick. And I got really sick, and I wasn't sure how things were going to go. And then I got better. And I went back to work. And all I kept thinking about was, wow, life is so short. I have another 30 years to work. I want to do something that I absolutely love. And one thing that I absolutely love is when that cake starts baking and I smell that smell, it's intoxicating. It's something that really feeds my passion. And so I decided to do something for me, something that I enjoy doing, and something that I can make other people happy.
So do you have a storefront? What is your setup now? And when did you actually begin as far as like selling retail-wise for your bakery?
Okay. So I started... So let me just tell you a little about this journey. So I started, I want to start this food business. I quit my job. I started Googling. That's not the way, people. Do not start with Googling.
Because you'll be Googling all day.
And still not be able to figure it out. And I took a 10-week course with the Center for Women in Enterprise on business planning. And it was great. Helped me write this awesome business plan. And yeah,
so you had the foundation and the tools that you needed.
Oh, yeah. No, that was only half the battle, because then I still didn't know how do you start a food business. So I found the Commonwealth Kitchen that's in Dorchester, and they had a class called Food Biz 101.
Okay.
And that class saved my life.
That was great. So they showed you what you needed to know.
Yeah, all the legalities, regulations, all the components that I really needed. Scaling your recipe, because you don't just jump in the kitchen and make 10 times what you usually make.
Right. How do you know what to make? How do you know what's going to sell? How do you figure all that stuff out?
You do a lot of testing. It's a lot of product testing. And even I did a lot of research also, like what flavors do people like?
Mm-hmm.
You know, vanilla. Is it vanilla frosting? Funny enough, a vanilla cupcake with chocolate frosting is like one of the number three cupcakes that people enjoy. So I started looking into that, like what flavors do people like? And how can I like take those flavors to another level? So, like, I have a Meyer's lemon cupcake that's a little sweet and a little, there's some undertones of, like, of vanilla and things like that that kind of heighten that lemony flavor.
Now, the word is starting to get out, Teresa. I saw that you were awarded a prize for best dessert at a showcase. What, tell us about what's happened.
At the New England Dessert Showcase, we won best chocolate dessert for our dark chocolate cupcake with a semi-sweet chocolate ganache.
And how do you prepare it? How do you prepare that?
How do you prepare for a showcase?
No, how do you prepare the
No, I'm joking. So, really, how do you make a chocolate cupcake a little bit better than just a regular chocolate cupcake? I really source and experiment with different types of cocoa powder. I ended up with a, like, 60% dark cocoa as opposed to just a regular Hershey's cocoa powder. And it gave a better depth of flavor. And instead of just using coffee, I use, like, a strong espresso, which then adds another layer of flavor there. And my ganache, I like to use semi-sweet chips, and then I throw in a few dark chocolate chips to kind of change that up a little bit. And it kind of gives you, I feel like when somebody eats some of my baked goods, I want it to be an experience. I want them to not only, if you have my vanilla cupcake, you're going to smell vanilla before you taste it. And when you take a bite, I want you to taste vanilla.
Yeah, I can tell that you love cupcakes. That's awesome. It comes through in every word that you say.
I also make custom cakes. And one of our top sellers is Sweet Tea's Tipsy Cake, which is a Jamaican rum cake that's infused with port wine.
And didn't you say that a celebrity happened to visit your place yesterday and is trying out this ingredient?
Yesterday, Governor Charlie Baker came by the kitchen.
That's awesome.
He tasted Sweet Tea's Tipsy Cake and ended up bringing one home.
So that you're getting rave reviews from everybody as far as that's concerned.
Yes.
Now, how are you planning to grow your business? What's the next step for you?
Well, we're really working on scaling up our recipes right now and getting a wholesale license. So right now we just sell retail. So you'll go online to our website, contact us and order something we deliver or you pick up. But we're looking to scale where once we have a wholesale license, we'll be able to sell to restaurants and cafes and Whole Foods, hopefully.
Keep your fingers crossed.
Yes.
That's awesome. I'm Gary Goldman. I'm the host of Five Star Food Show with Teresa Maynard from Sweet Tea's Bakery.
Yes.
And it's great to have you. If somebody wants to contact you, how would they go about doing that?
You can go on our website, www.sweetteasbakery.com.
That's great. It's a wonderful to have you here, Teresa. I really appreciate you taking the time. This
Thank
is the Five Star Food Show. Thank you very much. And now a word from our sponsors.